Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
By the way, I forgot to ask everybody, including Brad. Let's blast out the Twitter link. We're on Twitter Live here. Sorry. It's my bad. Hand up. All right, got some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up. Oh, Tyler says he... Tyler blasted it out, everybody. We're good. We're good.
Don't that worry. Repost.
Tyler's on it, everybody. He's got it. We love Tyler. We have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous football and basketball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight. In the world of sports, we had three tremendous guests joining us on the show today. Our friend Joey Kanish from The Hammer, Jay Croucher, NBC Sports Betting Analyst, and pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, the aforementioned Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, and head coach of the New York Knicks, Mike Brown. And our associate producer, I have we ever met Addie Bates? Who is she? She's not really here anymore.
Mm.
They tell me Addie Bates was on the show today. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Thursday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy hashtag tequila Thursday to you, fine gentlemen.
Can you, only because I like when you say it, can you ask the bartender to pour us all stiff drinks?
Bartender, pour us a stiff drink. I don't need those mamby-pamby single-digit pours. Make it three fingers, por favor.
Oh, that did you mean for that to rhyme? That was good how you worked yourself into that. What is the best bet, Brad, for tonight in the world of sports?
All right, guys, I'm going to go Thursday Night Football. It's only natural here when I'll be slugging back the on-air, but not on air. That would be a violation of certain rules. I love me some Jalen Naylor tonight, guys. Low threshold here for the cross in the receiving yards market. I took the over on 15.5 receiving yards. I play this maybe the alt market at 25+. That's significant plus money, but sticking with the standard line at a -120 juice. Yes, the Chargers are number 10 in the NFL in dropback EPA entering tonight. They've allowed the 10th of fewest yards to wide receivers this season, but he's going to get some Tarheeb still in coverage, who's given up close to 100 passer rating and over a 67% catch rate. Naylor has done this as well a multitude of times this season. He's gone over this in four straight games. So Jalen Naylor, all I need. Maybe it's not an OCC, yeah, you know me, kind of grab, but I think two receptions and he'll cruise past 15.5 receiving yards, bar none, my top play on Thursday Night Football.
Brad, have a great show tonight. BetMGM Tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday.
Quentin Johnston, anytime touchdown at +160. I'm out! out.
Oh, we got a head shake there on the I'm out. Brad Evans joining us on the show. BetMGM Tonight follows us tonight and every weeknight here on the BetMGM Network. All right, we will drop the dope ass beat in a second, but first, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, with the real ones bets from YouTube and Twitch for tonight's football game, Bill.
Nick, here we go. Let's start with Demetrius Nikolaitis, who says Mason over 63 yards is a lock. Vikings are terrible, but Jordan Mason will get 63 against this Chargers team, who gives up like 120 rushing yards per game. Also, Vikings should have lost to Chicago week one. I don't see Minnesota getting to 7 wins this year. How about Reed Phillips Rad? I'm playing Carson Wentz throwing an interception. I'm also dabbling with 2 interceptions. Why? Because Carson Wentz sucks and it cashed for me last week. Why not now? And we'll wrap it up with our guy Kilmers, who says his favorite prop bet of the night is Willow to interrupt Femi's Island at +150. This has hit 3 of 7 recent shows.
On.
Gotta take the plus money. Hashtag dogs are barking. Little sample from the real one.
Thank you very much, Bill. Where is Willow right now?
She is on the stairwell, just laying down, monitoring things. Now she loves the bark, obviously, when she hears people outside. I've closed all the blinds so she can't see them, but she's just hanging out,
just
sleeping
just for fun. Just for fun, like, would you stand up right now and just start screaming? Just, like, start yelling and, like, waving your arms
no.
around? Let's just see what happens.
I will not be doing that. Honestly, I think she would just sit up and look at me like I was, like, a weirdo, because that would be a very weird thing to do, and then just, like, lay back down. Like she's very chill, unless she needs to use the bathroom. Then she'll let you know she needs to use the bathroom, which I appreciate.
Honestly? Yes, dogs and people. Not totally dissimilar. All right, let's drop the dope-ass beat, get to the bets. Go ahead, hit it, please, Jake. All right, go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour, where he gave you bets for NFL awards. And download, like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube page and our Twitch page. Download made no sense there. Sorry. 2 NBA games for tonight, Femi. We have an NBA Finals rematch in Indiana. The Thunder, 7.5-point road favorites at the Pacers. Haliburton obviously out for the year. No J-Dub tonight for OKC. And we have the Nuggets visiting the Golden State Warriors. That is a pretty fun game. The Warriors have gotten bet as the day has gone on. Golden State, a 2.5-point home favorite. How are you betting tonight in the association?
Yeah, I'll be on the other side of that Warriors team. I'm backing Denver to win the game outright. It's obviously, they're a 2-point underdog, so it's not like it's some like grandiose underdog bet here. But +110, I'll take the plus money with the better team, the best player on the floor, Nikola Jokic. I'm just going to be against the Warriors in some of these early season games, and I want to do it with a team with the quality that Denver has. I think they're the second best team in the NBA, and they show it opening night.
So I will join you on the Nuggets. And this is more just, I think the Nuggets are the second best team.
Yep.
And I want to bet them to win tonight. So I'll be on the Nuggets with you. And I, you know, this is a narrative bet by me here, but you know, I think you get the all-star Indiana Pacers effort of all time tonight against the Thunder team that beat them in the NBA Finals. No Haliburton. It's possible they get trucked. Like, the talent disparity is wide. I think this is the game where the Pacers come out and give you everything they've got in this one against the team that beat them. Small bets for me in the NBA early in the season, like I talked about yesterday. Indiana plus the points. Give me the Nuggets plus the points as well. All right. NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not betting hockey. The Chargers, 3-point home favorites against the Vikings, total 44.5. Femi, it is official. Joe Alt is active, and he returns tonight to protect the blind side for Justin Herbert. Trey Pipkins active as well. Aaron Jones off IR will play tonight for the Vikings in that backfield along with Jordan Mason. How are you betting this one, side total?
Yeah, Alt's active, Pipkins active, Femi is active. I am betting the Los Angeles Chargers. I laid 3. I paid -117 to do it. I think even -120 is fine. I don't think you want to lay the hook there. I do believe the Chargers laying 3 is a good bet because here's Justin Herbert on one side, here's Carson Wentz on the other side, and now Herbert has his old line intact. Chargers win this one by more than a field goal. I like LA.
BetMGM is your home to bet the Chargers right now. BetMGM hanging a 3 -110 for the Chargers. I just looked at an offshore, which is where I used to bet, like, before, you know, where the place that eliminated my Duke bet. 3 -120 there. It is 3 -110 at BetMGM. So the Chargers are your home right now. And let me just for bleeps and giggles. Chargers money line at other spots right now, -170. Okay, the money line is adjusted fairly. But Chargers 3 -110. I like the Chargers as well with Joe Alt set to play. Small bet for me laying the 3. And with that, get your S. Did we hit on Monday night? I don't remember. And that's terrible.
We did not hit.
No.
We didn't hit on Thursday.
All right. Sorry. I know we hit recently again. That's my bad.
Jonnu Smith last Thursday, man. We hit on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of brain cells getting killed by me. Can't wait to hit the pen when I go home. Get your SPF. Get your daiquiris. It's time to hit the island.
Back in TNF with the Vikings and the Chargers. Last week on Sunday, this player was robbed of a touchdown. This week, he'll help us rob the sports books as we get ready to celebrate National Tight Ends Day this weekend. Let's go with DJ Hockenson at 13-1 to be your first TD scorer. And for the Chargers, it's a DIY kind of night in LAC. He's the second leading rusher on the team. The O-line is healthier, but he can evade the rush as he's athletic. Justin Herbert calls his own number at the big price of 25-1. So it's DJ Hockenson, it's Justin Herbert, and I'll see you on the island.
Man, it's like Sunday's National Tight Ends Day.
Get ready to hear that one a lot over the weekend.
Oh my God. I mean, like, I love, like, NFL Red Zone's fun. Like, Scott Hansen does a great job. He's going to say National Tight Ends Day like 7 million. Like, I don't care. I just don't care. Did you know Josh Allen won't sack Josh Allen? Yeah, is it? It's like, it's too much.
What about Antonio Brown taking off his shirt?
Yeah, what did he say? Antonio Brown is shirtless, or Antonio Brown is topless.
He's topless, like, my man.
Yeah, honestly, like, it'd be like in 1996, if you were watching, like, at the MTV VMAs, and, like, Pamela Anderson took her top off. Like, it's a guy. Like, it's not that big a deal. He doesn't have a shirt on. Let's get to the prop king for Vikings and Chargers.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, pigs. It's absolutely disgusting. 1 yardage prop. Justin Jefferson's the best Vikings receiver, obviously. Has anyone, like, picked up on the fact that Jordan Addison's kind of like a number one receiver as well? He's real. Like, he's not as good as Jefferson, but he's really good. His receiving yards prop tonight is 51.5 for 52.5. I think he hit 70 over on Jordan Addison receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. Small bets on these as always. Give me Chargers rookie receiver Trey Harris. And then, it's like BetMGM. Okay, so MGM has Scott Matlock, Columbo's friend. So with Hassan Haskins out, Amari Hampton out, Najee Harris out, Kamani Vidal will be the Chargers' number one running back, and then we have Nyheim Hines, Jarrett Patterson, and Scott Matlock all behind them. Hines is the only one listed at BetMGM. Honestly, you want a small bet on all three, Patterson, Hines, and Matlock? Why can't one get goal line carries? Vidal, not really an in-between-the-tackles runner. Just saying. And that does it for the Tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. I'm going to hit the poker table with some former Detroit Pistons. Until we meet again on a phenomenal Football Friday, Jake laughed in my ear. It wasn't really that funny. He has no taste. I'm wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.